We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Hey, you know,
I got two things.
I'm so far down.
All right, it's a WIP afternoon show.
Hey.
With Ike Spike and Fitz.
Every time Ike say that, he set us back by 2 weeks.
That must be some real good Jack. What?
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
No, hold up. No, this Jack Daniels bottle, this is your bottle, brother.
That's my.
This is a gift to you. I know that you like to drink tequila, but every now and then, you need to get a little bit of brown in your life.
I'll be singing that song if I get some of that.
There you go, bro. That's all you.
There you go. Oh. And I got something for you. I got some Grand Coromino for you right here.
Hey. Oh, hey. Yeah. Hey, you see it. Yeah, Do I get both of them?
Oh, yeah.
He wants both.
Hey, you know, I'm
the Reposado and the Blanco.
I get the Reposado.
And the Blanco.
Double fisted.
We about to get some drink. Hey, this might help me go back to back.
Hey.
I ain't go back to back. I ain't been back to back in a while, but drink some of this, I might be able to go back to back.
Fantasy draft.
But after hearing that, I see why y'all are on the radio.
Yeah.
After hearing that, I understand why you guys are on the radio.
Can you believe we get paid for this?
My God.
It's ridiculous.
Definitely don't try to do American Idol, lip sync, don't do mass singer, nothing.
No, we weren't planning on it.
Please don't, for God's sake.
We are all right. Laying it on thick here. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, boy. So, you must can't hear what I hear.
Yeah.
No.
That's but why the, you got to sing.
I had the nerve to close his eyes.
I always do.
Like what? He was like he was singing like
I'm
from the
it.
Heart.
I'm feeling it.
But you sound like a dying crow.
Oh, come on. Will McGurk's in Royer's
Crew. Oh, my God.
T.O. is with us. Hugh Douglas is with us.
Yes.
So, T.O., we do a thing at 5 o'clock every day. Jack, who is at the end, does it. The top five at five. It's
top
always a
five
list.
At five.
So, that's we're right. Doing a little late because you arrived at five. But for the top five at five today, we are doing our Jack's top five T.O. moments.
As an Eagle.
Okay,
cool.
As an Eagle. So he's going to tell you about the moment, and then we want
to
hear your
reaction
memory.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right, let's do it. Top right. Five at five.
There it is.
Each
coming
five.
After five.
Number five. At five.
Five. Oh, here we go.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So listen, when T.O. came, I mean, what a, for a fourth grader, probably the best moment of my life.
Man, this crowd is amazing.
It's
man.
Amazing.
I love you guys, man. Trust me. I love you guys.
Still haven't changed.
I love you guys, man.
So what I have for you today is the top five.
Just got to let it breathe, dog. You got to let it breathe.
It never gets old. I tried to tell you, Tayo. They love me here in Philly, and I love them back. Let's go.
We had top five T.O. moments as an Eagle, starring at number five. His first, I know we had training camp, but the first time that a lot of Eagles fans got to see T.O. happened to be in a preseason game and a pretty good indication as
to
what
they
were going
to
get.
That's when they used to
play
preseason.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see the first play if they don't try to
81.
Turn it up, Justin.
Right on the jersey number.
He looks his way. Fires it his way. There's Owens at the 45.
inside the 20, and on the first play at Philadelphia in an Eagle uniform, Darrell Owens takes it 81 yards.
Who's production?
Right on the jersey number.
Where's production?
Well, we're a radio show. Do you remember the first preseason game? Do you remember that moment?
I do. Yeah. I scored an 81-yard touchdown right on the jersey number. Yeah. Man. I remember that. Against the Ravens.
Yeah.
And it was cover two. Cover two. I went inside, went outside, and yeah.
That's hell of a recall.
Ray Lewis was looking at the back of the 81.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
The fourth moment, so you guys went out to Cleveland. And it seemed like a hotly contested game. You had
T.O. has B.O. I turned the sign now.
Yeah. So here's how
T.O. had B.O.
The second touchdown sounded.
Three wide receivers in. Everybody goes out.
I mean, this would be nice if everybody was seeing what we're hearing. Who's production? this Odyssey?
This is
rip him. Come on, Odyssey.
Get him.
Get with the program.
That's not much of a celebration. Well, as he goes after the Browns fans, throwing the ball against the wall. Well, it was 39-yard touchdown pass.
It was decided to T.O.
I wish you guys could see what I experienced and what you guys are hearing, but due to technical difficulties.
So let me ask you about that game in Cleveland, right? Before that game, it was some sort of talk, right, going into that game.
Yeah, Garcia, because Garcia was the quarterback.
Oh, that's what it was.
He said if it looked like a duck and quacked like a duck, something like that. Was that it?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with this. I don't know. I don't know.
Because something had you fired up that game.
I saw it was Garcia, wasn't it? Because Garcia was the quarterback.
I was fired up every game, guys. It didn't matter. I was fired up every game.
That's true.
It didn't have to be Jeff Garcia. Whoever we played, I was fired up.
Yeah.
I was fired.
What we got? Any more?
Okay. Yeah. So number three.
We're at number three.
Number three.
Like, where we at?
Is this mine?
Yeah. We don't need any audio.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, where's mine? We're gonna fight over this, Hugh. You don't want to fight over
this. No, we too old to be fighting now.
No, that's yours. It's two of them. It's three.
Oh, no, it's two of them back there.
Yo's over there.
Okay.
Give him that. Give him that.
There you go. Okay, fine. It was a gift.
All right, so number three.
So instead of playing the highlights, which we can't see,
bad.
Jack is just going to describe.
Yeah. Okay, what are we talking about?
There we go. So the obviously the infamous sit-ups sit-ups in the driveway.
This is number two?
Number three. The sit-ups in the driveway.
Sit-ups in the driveway. Okay. Yeah. What do you remember about that?
What do you remember about that day?
So Andy and I had a disagreement down at training camp. And so I get to my dorm room, and then I can't remember whoever it was. They came to my dorm room, and Andy said, you need to go home. And I'm like, go home? And then so after that, he was like, you know, I talked to him, and he was like, make sure you keep yourself in shape. So I'm like, okay. Because I think it was like maybe a week or so left. And so I drove back to Morristown. I honestly didn't know what I was going to do once I got to Morristown. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I got into my house, and I was in there for like about 20 minutes. I'm walking around the kitchen, and then I heard some helicopters, but I didn't think anything of it. And then next thing I know, I heard a knock at the door, and I'm like, who's knocking at me? Who knows that I'm here? I just left campus like an hour and a half or something. I'm like, who knows that I'm here? So I peeked through the blinds, and I look out, and it was a row of tripods in front of my driveway with news and media.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
So I called my PR, and I was talking to her, and I'm like, yo, what should I do? I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, there's so many people in my driveway, and they keep knocking at the door. So I knew I had to give some sort of statement or something along those lines. And so I looked around the kitchen, which is where I had my ab bench, And I just remember something that came to my head. I'm like, well, I'm going to go out here and talk to the media. And I'm like, look, Andy told me to keep myself in shape. So I'm just going to go out here. I'm going to grab this ab bench. And he can't say that I'm not working out. It's going to be on national TV. So I'm doing what he's asking of me. You know, so I start doing the sit-ups. And I don't know if you watched that clip. That was when you had the little earpieces.
Yeah, the earpieces, yep.
Nobody knows this or knew this, but my PR, she was on the phone call. So she heard everything was being asked of me or whatever. So she was kind of like feeding me what to say or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah. If you watch that clip, look at my ear. I had the earpiece, and she kind of like, I think I said no comment to a lot of them. But I answered some, honestly. But some of the things that, like I said, that wasn't worth, you know, me really commenting on, she was like, just say no comment.
Yeah. It was an all-time Philadelphia sports game.
Oh, yeah. So I was out, yeah. I was out there in my slides. Yeah. I was out there shooting hoops.
I actually think it's with – there's a category of Philly sports moments, like the Allen Iverson practice comment.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Your sit-ups in the driveway is yeah. right there with it. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. All right, Jack, what's number two?
Number two is down in Dallas on Monday Night Football. First – the story of the Nicolette Sheridan moment, which, as a fourth grader, was a little
jarring. Desperate Housewives.
That would never happen again in yeah. this day and age.
But then you go out for three touchdowns, 134 yards, stand on the star, and a beautiful night.
Again, let's address the commercial, the Monday night.
Yeah.
Everybody, I got blamed for that. When media, they were in control of that. They approved that skit. So I would just happen to be one of the subjects that they needed for that skit.
Yeah.
So I got blamed and got a lot of backlash. Well, I didn't think anything of it. I wasn't thinking about no black, white. I didn't think about the content.
Right.
I didn't think anything. I just felt like it was appropriate. It was a way to promote Monday Night Football. Back then, Real Housewives?
Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives. It was one of the hottest shows on yep. TV. Nicolette Sheridan happened to be one of the hot actresses on the show. And so, again, what way to better to promote Monday Night Football than one of the top guys, top teams, one of the top cities to play Monday Night Football? So that's how it went. And at the end of the day, like I said, I just did what was asked of me, which I normally do.
Yeah.
The funny thing, I do what's asked of me, and I get blamed for it.
You know the funny thing with that, T.O.? If y'all did that same commercial today, nobody would bat an eye. Edits in today's society.
No.
With the amount of stuff that's on TV.
It's rated, that would be rated PG.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, that was
considering.
Nothing. What you got number one there, Fritz?
I mean, number one is 9 catches, 122 yards in the Super Bowl on a broken ankle.
There
I mean,
you
it's
go.
Just a legendary, legendary performance.
So, was there ever a time in between when you got hurt and the Super Bowl when you thought to yourself, I said I would come back, but this is a pretty serious injury. I don't know if I can.
Absolutely not.
Never.
Absolutely not. You can put me on a polygraph right now. There was no doubt. Once I talked to Rick Burkholder, who was the head trainer, Eric Sugarman and Chris Peduzzi, those are the trainers, assistant trainers.
You got a good memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
When I came back from Baltimore, Dr. Myers, who did my surgery. That first day I went home, I thought I was going to chill for like maybe a couple of days just to kind of like let the swelling and things of that nature go down. I went into rehab the next day. Rick had a sheet, he had a rundown, a schedule of what he wanted to do and what we wanted to accomplish in 6.5-7 weeks. And he knew that I had the confidence and the mindset to do what it took to get back on the field. We had our deadline, we had it set. And so we captured it, we tackled it like no other. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't easy. The first few days, I had to obviously elevate my foot every night. When I sat on the couch, I slept in the hyperbaric chamber every day.
All day, every day.
Every night.
Where did the idea for the hyperbaric chamber come from? Was that something you knew about or something Rick knew about?
It was my recovery team. Buddy Prim, those guys who my personal trainer. I had some homeopathic guys down in Atlanta, the Genesis Center that's located in Cummings, Georgia. Dr. Sloan, all those guys, they were on board. They knew that it was an uphill battle. They knew we were pushing, we were flirting with, you know, time not really being on our side. So I did everything necessary in my power to get back on the field. So sleeping in the hyperbaric chamber, it accelerates the healing process. And so I did whatever I could in addition to manual work, just like I said, being in the HydroWorks pool. It was week to week, and every week I got better.
How did it feel?
Understand this real quick, Spike. Yeah, understand this. He played in that game and did what he did and still was not healthy. I don't know. What would you say you were at that time?
I don't know. I would probably say maybe 75-80%.
If that.
Were you still dealing with pain or was it just?
The pain that I had was because of the break. Because the fracture that I had in my fibula, which was like 10 centimeters down. And so when I went out to warm up, I have my whole little routine. So they wanted to, for extra protection, they wanted to tape it up. And so during the course of the season, I never taped my ankles because I practiced without tape. So I just figured, okay, I could play without tape. So I started that back when I was in San Francisco. So just for precaution, they put me, they taped me up. I went out to run, to do my lap, and I was in excruciating pain. The tape hurt really bad. So I went back in and I told Rick, and I said, Rick, I said, I can't wear this tape. I said, it's hurting too bad. And then I said, aside from that, I said, my ankle is not even what's hurting. The ankle is where I had the two screws in the plate. The part that was hurting was where I had the break.
The leg.
Yeah. So he basically told me, he's like, look, this is what we're going to do. Because naturally, with weight distribution, your bones spread just a little bit. It's not noticeable, but it spreads naturally. So he basically, when I went in, I told him where I was hurting. He basically got some tape, and he taped it really, really tight around the top where the break was, so my bones wouldn't spread. And so that eliminated and minimized some of the pain. And I took a couple of Toradol pills just to kind of help with the pain. But even after the game, I wasn't in any pain, none whatsoever. And I ended up getting the screws taken out literally a month from the date of the game. I think it was March 2nd or March 3rd is when I got the screws out.
Man, unbelievable. I still it's one of the more incredible athletic feats. You know, that's one of those games where I think they've only given the MVP to one guy on a losing team. It was the Cowboys, I think, back in the day. Bob Lilly. I think somebody checked that for me.
And I heard they were considering after the
they should have.
Yeah, I heard phenomenal. That they were considering doing that, but obviously Deion had a great game. He had like 10 catches, and I think one or two touchdowns. But man, that's what I remember most about that game is really the journey, the process in which it took me to get back. And honestly, I wish I could have had a couple more catches, a couple more throws thrown my way. I know we would have came out on top.
My fondest memory that year was the holiday party. Remember the holiday party you threw at the mansion?
I met Vivica Fox that day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, let me tell you.
Were there Bible verses that night?
There wasn't no Bible verses that night. I mean, well, you brought out the stars that night. Union was there.
I brought Hollywood to Philly.
Yeah, my wife was there, but I was like, damn it, hey, man, I ain't blind.
It was nice. It was a good time. It was a good time.
That's a good time. Man, I felt like saying that.
About to get slapped.
Yep, I know it.
So, T.O. is here with Gran Coromino Tequila. The official tequila of the Eagles. There's an event tomorrow night with Gran Coromino, T.O., and Joe DeCamera at Uptown Beer Garden in Center City. So, first of all, before we have one more final big important question for you, T.O. But before we get to it, I just want to thank you, Ike, Hugh, for giving all of us an awesome moment. It was great to see you guys back together and great to see you guys loving each other. So,
you know what?
I'm
glad to be here. What a lot of people don't know, I've been in the process of shooting my documentary. It has gotten now pushed to 2026. So hopefully somewhere between now and the release of it next year, I'll be able to come back to Philly, come back into the city of Philly and enjoy it. And you guys can be a part of that documentary. And so I think, obviously, a lot of things, everything happens for a reason. Obviously, I'm disappointed that it's not going to be able to air and launch this year. It was scheduled to launch Black Friday right after Thanksgiving of this year. But because of some difficulties with, you know, trying to pin some people down for interviews, we got to push it a little bit.
You want to do a big premiere in Philly? We will do a big premiere.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, I know they're listening. Prime, it's going to be on Prime Amazon. It's going to be obviously around one of the Thursday night football games. So, I'm looking forward to it.
So here is the big question. So you talk about how much you like Eagles fans. So we're going to make you pick your favorite fans among three teams, and you will choose the hat of the best fans.
You don't have. I'm going to say Philly.
Well, can't I have them boo the other ones first? Well, I just want them to boo the other ones.
Okay, he's going right, for a fact.
I'm already knowing this. That's San Francisco, and I guarantee it's Dallas. I know it's going to be Dallas.
Dallas.
These.
Rod gave them to me.
Anybody got a pen?
Anybody got a Sharpie? Anybody got a Sharpie?
Who's got a Sharpie?
Anybody got a pen? Anybody got a Sharpie and a pen? Well, you know, you're the one who made Sharpies famous.
Yeah, there we go. I got some low-cut socks. I don't have no pen in my sock. I don't have no pen in my sock.
You made Sharpies famous.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hugh Douglas, Ike Reese, and Terrell Owens. Hey. There we go. There we go. Whoa.
Oh! You gave somebody
thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right. We will be with you tomorrow. Oh, Jack is up next, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who's up next?
Jack.
Hosted by
himself. We got Phil's Mets there, Tio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, Phil's Brewers. Phil's Brewers. We will talk to you tomorrow from the link. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. Now, that's another thing.
Yeah, we got another thing. What's really going on? I'm trying to go play some pickleball right now.
You want to play pickleball?
Yeah, I'm trying to find somewhere to go play pickleball immediately after this. The last time I saw you, you were coming from playing pickleball at the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I'm going to play some more pickleball today.
All right. You're good.
You're good, man.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.